Good morning, everyone. Okay. So I'm calling the meeting to order, and I'm going to ask the secretary to call the roll, please.
Okay. Well, happy 2012. And we'll be doing this in the way we did it in 2011, by last name. So starting off here, we have Agamir. Agamir is not here. Bernstein?
Here.
Bernstein is here. Drake? Drake is not here. Fest? Fest is not here.
He's on his way.
He'll be late. Okay. Futron? Futron is not here. Gans.
Here.
Gans is here. Goldmark. Oh, let's see. Here, he'll be coming, I suppose. Helen Ann Kahn.
Here.
Kahn Helen Ann is here. Matthew Helen Ann.
Here.
Matthew Helen Ann is here. Johnson.
Here.
Johnson is here. Kim. Kim is not here. Kurzweil. Kurzweil is not here. Nor.
Here.
Nor is here. Privis? Privis is here. Pritchett?
Here.
Pritchett is here. Rosenberg? Rosenberg is not here. Russell?
Here.
Russell is here. Sawyer?
Here.
Sawyer is here. Siegel?
Here.
Siegel is here. Sterling?
Here.
Sterling is here. Tanaka Akio?
Here.
Aki Tanaka is here. Kate Tanaka?
Here.
Kate Tanaka is here. Turner?
Present.
Turner is here. Wilkinson?
Here.
Wilkinson is here. Withers?
Here.
Withers is here. Okay, and I'm sorry, who? Rosenberg. Rosenberg is here. Okay, and.
Don Goldmacher.
Right, sure, and Don Goldmacher is here. Okay, so we have a quorum.
Thank you. Good morning, everyone. I want to. Welcome Don Goldmacher, and to acknowledge the tragic loss of Terry Duran, who passed away on New Year's Day. For those of you who are interested, there's going to be a public memorial service sometime in the next 6 to 10 weeks, and I will let everyone know about that when it happens. I have not received any requests for excuses from this meeting. Let me see, where are the board members who are not present at this moment are Sharam, Pam Drake, Anthony Fest, Sasha Futron, Hunmi, Kim, Jack Kurzweil. So I assume either that they're coming late or that if not, they will be marked as unexcused. Well, here's Pam Drake. That takes care of that one. Okay, so Jack is coming late. Yes, Tracy. Wow. I don't think she needs a doctor's note. Thank you, Tracy. Hun Mi. And Anthony's here. I'm very sorry to hear that. Okay.
Not sorry to hear that.
That when me's ill. All right. Okay. And do we need more spaces at the table? Maybe people can squeeze together a little bit. All right. Good. Let me let people know that the sign-up sheet for public comments is on the back table, card table back there. And if you are here to speak during public comments, please sign up on that sheet now. Hopefully we'll get to public comments right on time. According to the agenda, it should happen by 11:30. Okay. So now we are ready to approve the agenda. Members of the board should all have copies of the agenda before them.
Are there copies here?
Okay. Are there any additions to the amendment, to the agenda? One thing that I noticed that we had done in the past and that isn't on this agenda is that at some point we had announcements, and perhaps we could do that right after public comments before we adjourn as the local station board. Does anyone object to that? All right. And are there any, does anyone want to change anything on the agenda, make any changes? Okay. We didn't excuse anyone. Okay. I'm sorry. We should have a motion to excuse Hunmi. So move. Is there a second? Are there any objections to giving Hunmi an excused absence? All right. So ordered. let me ask again. Are there any objections to the agenda as it's been amended, with the announcements appearing after public comments? Sasha Futron just arrived. Okay. And once again, the sign-up sheet for public comments is on the back table. If you wish to make a public comment, please sign up. Okay. The chair will accept a motion to adopt the agenda as amended. Thank you. Is there a second? Is there any discussion on the agenda? All those in favor, please say aye. Opposed? Thank you.
Madam Chair?
Yes.
I move that we limit
that. Here.
I move that we limit.
It's not on. No.
Okay. Better? Yeah.
Yes.
I move that we limit comment to 2 minutes each.
Okay, so a motion has been made to limit comments by board members in discussion today to 2 minutes. Let me just thank you for the second. So Robert's Rules of Order provides that speakers speak for no more than 10 minutes on any one subject, and we have in the recent past been limiting ourselves to 2 minutes. Each board member is allowed to speak twice on a motion. Is there any discussion on this motion? Is there any opposition to the motion? Okay, so let's take a vote. No one wants to speak on the motion? Okay. All right, all those in favor of limiting speakers to 2 minutes on each time they speak, you want to talk? I think I'm not supposed to let you talk after we've started taking the vote. I apologize. Okay, raise your hands, please. Those in favor of limiting speakers to 2 minutes. Okay, those opposed? Okay, this is sort of, I know this isn't allowed for under Robert's Rules of Order, but I'm just going to say that from my personal point of view, I would appreciate it if people who objected let us know what they thought the problem was. I feel like the two-minute rule has worked well for us. Everyone has gotten to talk. Everyone has gotten to say what they need to say. If that's not how people feel, then I think we should talk about it. We can't talk about it now. The motion has been passed. But at the next, because this motion must be made at every meeting, it's not something that we can do on a permanent basis. The next time this comes up, I'd appreciate it very much if people would speak up and say what their concerns are. All right, the next item on the agenda is the minutes. Those of you who saw the email from Craig know that he was unable to finish the minutes for this month due both to the holidays and personal issues in his life. So he has requested that we deal with the minutes at the next meeting. And if there's no objection, that's what we'll do. The minutes from the December meeting will be approved at the same time that we review the minutes from the January meeting in February. Thank you. Okay. Let's see. We've just sailed along here, and now we're already at public comments, and it's not yet 11:30. Let's do the announcements now, and then we'll take the public comments in case there are more public coming who want to speak. Anyone on the board have any announcements they want to make? Cynthia.
Turn it on. For being so supportive that we, in spite of our differences, that we are one family, sort of, to support the Yvette Hochberg celebration tomorrow. David, you were very patient in making this flyer, I understand, and the color version is very beautiful, and I'll put my flyers over there. And anyway, just that's all I wanted to say, except just remember this coming week is lots of stuff about torture. Yeah, January 11th, National Day of Action Against Guantanamo. But the other things you can just look at.
Thank you. Frank.
I was going to mention the event.
Okay.
What did you say? I was going to mention the event.
So are you going to pass those around, Cynthia?
Yeah, what I have here.
Good, okay.
That David made a beautiful color version, rainbow.
Great, okay. Thank you very much. Other announcements from members of the board? Pam.
I don't think anyone announced this, but just in case. A lot of people know there's a move to amend Occupy the Courts action in San Francisco on the 20th, but Occupy Oakland is also doing an action in the morning at the federal building in conjunction with that.
All right. Any other announcements?
Can I just add one thing on that? Occupy the Courts?
Use the mic, Cynthia.
Sorry. 6:30 in the morning, we're going to be at Goldman S. I won't say at the, which is also known as the Bank of America, to protest that day, January 20th, Friday.
Thank you.
555 California in San Francisco.
Okay. All right. Any additional announcements? All right. Thank you very much. So now we have come to the moment of public comments, and if someone would bring me the sign-up sheet, I will call on people to speak. Okay, so we have six people signed up. Thank you. Hi, Jack. He'll find a chair. Jack, there's a seat over here. All right. So we set aside 30 minutes for this, so I guess each person will have about 4 minutes. How about 4 minutes for each speaker? No more than 4 minutes. The first speaker is Joy Moore. Joy will be followed by Vivian Warkentin. I'm sorry if I mangled your name. Give Joy a microphone, please.
So, first of all, good morning. And I want Happy New Year to everyone. I want to take this opportunity, as always, to express my gratitude to all of you for being willing to serve on this very difficult board for this very difficult organization. I really, really, really appreciate it more than I can express to you. I'm here because, again, I want to reinforce my support of Andrew. I don't want to embarrass him, but I wanted to say to you, I believe that this organization and the board has never supported any leadership at KPFA. Never. We've always had a difficult time in supporting, strengthening, helping the general managers of this organization, and I include all of them. All of the past general managers that we've had for the past 12 years, we have not supported them. The other thing is, a lot of you are making decisions. I believe, this is my opinion from the outside, I represent no group when I say this, just me, that a lot of the feelings and opinions and ideas that are going around are based on personal animosity, not thoughtful, insightful, contemplative feelings even. It's all about animosity and getting your own way, and I implore all of you who this is true for, and I'm not accusing anyone, but anyone, if you can just, all of you can just search inside and ask yourself, Am I being mindful? Am I being contemplative? Am I being fair in my assessment of the general manager, of the leadership of KPFA and what's going on? Or am I doing it in lockstep with some group, or doing it in a way that's destructive and mean and petty? And it means you're doing it because you're not getting your way. It's not the best interest. You don't have the best interest of KPFA at heart. I just implore you all to search your souls about it. At the same time that I'm congratulating you for giving up your time, I admonish you all to use it in a respectful, constructive way to help preserve the important institution we're here about. And these last few months, the coverage of Occupy has strengthened my resolve and my enthusiasm and my support of the mission of KPFA, and it proves how important it is. And it seems like these last 12 years, every time we get to this crucial point where the community needs us ever more, we implode and start gnawing on our own fingers and fighting each other. So I would ask you, please, please, everyone, to try to come together, save our resources, get behind someone who actually does work. Andrew works. He listens to the radio. Do I have any greater? He walks around with his radio on. And this is what we need in a general manager, someone who really cares about KPFA. He's a great manager in comparison to other people I've worked with, not just the managers of KPFA. And finally, more importantly, almost more importantly for me now, is the recall of Tracy Rosenberg. I want to go on record and saying that I think, again, it goes down to mean animosity, and that you recalling her, or the idea of recalling her, some of the ideas I saw are about her supporting something, not even of her having done anything. Again, we don't support the leadership of our radio station, of our network of Pacifica. So that's all I want to say. Thank you.
Thank you, Joy. Vivian, followed by Les Radke.
Hi. I received this mailer about the recall of Tracy Rosenberg, and I just find it just seems very manipulative, and I think the truth is being, messed with, and Karl Rove would be proud of something like this. I mean, okay, the thing that I can't understand is why Pacifica is being demonized in such a way. I know that it's not the same as the last time when like Mary Frances Berry and these people really wanted to sell the station and everything. But it's being portrayed that way, which makes me not trust the people putting out this mailer. And the whole thing about the layoffs and the union stuff, I mean, didn't the Labor Relations Board dismiss that stuff or say that wasn't worthy or whatever, you know? I mean, so I don't believe it. And then it says here, Dan Siegel, activist. Is that his primary role? Or was he lawyer to Gene Kwan? And I think Mel Bernstein, I've heard, is lawyer to the mayor of Berkeley. I mean, these people, well, was anyway. I mean, okay, they are looking for power. They're okay, you know what? I really don't. I know certain things, but I don't know. I'm just, your basic grassroots activist. I really am. I just came on here at, I was listening to KPFA, and I just can't. I remember I used to like listen to it constantly. You know, I mean, my husband couldn't stand it. You know, now I'm turning it off all the time. I just can't. There's. The internet has way more stuff. KPFA isn't even coming close, not even coming close to the fascism that is taking over us. Now, I just heard Tracy Rosenberg just happened to hear it, her talking about something that was worrying me, and I didn't hear it anywhere else on KPFA, and that's the fact that they've eliminated the talk radio on KGO. And then all of a sudden Glenn Beck is on, you know, Green 960. I mean, not that I thought Stephanie Miller was, you know, any great shakes, but I just, the hammer's coming down. And sometimes I wonder, I don't know, but it seems like it's possible that that KPFA, which could be so powerful, is being sabotaged from within by people that don't want free speech. They want less free speech for some damn reason. I don't know what it is. What is it? Why is Brian Edwards Tiegert getting up there and talking about the conspiracy theory theorists? When people start talking about that, that means they don't want free speech. What are they worried about? What is it? And why, I agree with Joy Moore so much about why isn't this happening? Why can't we get together? I think there is a faction of people that want something, and I don't know what it is. And I think you're using these people that want the morning show back. You know, that I respect their love of the morning show, even though I didn't. But, you know, you're using them. And if those grassroots activists have got this, they got together and they did this thing. They signed these petitions. Man, they're going to get her done. They're going to get rid of this regime. They want regime change. You know, sounds just like the, you know, the Republicans. Okay.
Thank you. Les Radke, followed by Janet Cobran.
I just want to remind
people. Excuse me, Les. Hang on one second. I want to ask board members to please refrain from comments during the public comment. This is an opportunity for people to address the board, and I think they should be listened to respectfully and quietly. Thank you. Go ahead, Les.
Yeah, I just want to remind people that a dear friend of mine, Terry Duran, has passed away. He's somebody who has worked on the civil rights, the peace movement, the movement in general to do what Occupy Oakland, Occupy Wall Street is doing, and it affected me because his kids and my kids played together for years and years and years, and I just think we should remember those comrades of ours who have put their lives on hold for so many years, for so many decades, as a matter of fact, and appreciate that. I could tear off my shirt, but I wouldn't become Superman if I did tear off my shirt. It's the shirt that says, everyone together will save KPFA and Pacifica. The opposite of that is that everyone not together is not saving Pacifica or KPFA. And I think we have to remind ourselves of that. I think part of the reason for the recall movement against Tracy has nothing to do with everybody working together. It has to do with separating people. And we have to look at this group of people here who are, it seems to me, all against imperialism, all against what the system is doing, all against what is happening in terms of the United States military and the world. And none of those things that I've just mentioned are things that are opposed to what Tracy is doing. And therefore, I think I don't want to repeat exactly what Joy said, although I agree with 100% of it. I could repeat it. It bears repeating over and over and over again that regardless of personal disagreements, we have to start thinking of each other as comrades in arms, as friends. And we have to stop thinking in terms of what can I use against a person, because most of the stuff that has been said about the recall movement is factually incorrect. And if for people who are honest, who read that, if you have any questions about that, you certainly can ask not only me, and I'm willing to answer all those questions, but many people who are looking at this and saying, what is this about? Why are you tearing the board apart on this issue? Because that is not saving KPFA, that is not saving Pacifica, that is not moving us forward. There are some good things that are happening right now. Everywhere, I'm from Wisconsin, everywhere that you read the papers or you listen to the news in these different areas, you will hear 99-1, 99-1, 99-1. This is a victory. It's a victory because it has changed the mentality of how people are looking at the world. And we want that victory to continue. The general manager is largely responsible for making sure that not just this station, but all the stations, he's worked with all the stations to make sure that this issue of the Occupy movement is brought up over and over again. That's what we should be concentrated on. We should not be concentrating on spending our energy attacking each other. We should spend our energy trying to support those things that all of us agree on.
Thank you. Janet Coburn, followed by Virginia Browning.
Hi, everybody. So I have been very involved in the Occupy movement. I started with Occupy SF, and then I spent 10 days at Occupy Wall Street. And I've been involved with Occupy Oakland ever since the end of October. So I identify as I'm Occupy Oakland. I mean, I've been relatively pleased about KPFA's coverage of the Occupy movement. I am on the media committee of Occupy Oakland, which is a whole that's inside it. And so there's a whole different point of view of media from inside the Occupy Oakland or inside the Occupy movement. And so what I kind of tend to hear on KPFA is either an outside analysis from outside the Occupy movement. I can't hear all of the programs that cover Occupy movement, but from what I seem to, the impression I have is that there are some voices that are key people that are speak over and over again, like Boots Riley, for example, and there are some other voices that I hear on KPFA. I would like to encourage there to be more different people from Occupy Oakland be brought on, because there are no spokespeople from the Occupy movement. So try to keep away from, I'm encouraging people to try to keep away from the idea, let's have a spokesperson from Occupy Oakland. All of us who are part of it are spokespeople. So one of the things, being part of the media committee of Occupy Oakland or of the Occupy movement, is the people who are actually doing it are the media, and so there are people who are live streaming. I've live streamed and doing videos, being there at the actions and being part of it. There is kind of a controversy, not quite a controversy, about actual press people who are present. Can they be part of the committees? And most of the time, the press people, anybody who identifies as press, removes themselves from the media committee. So, another thing, how much more time do I have? Okay, so one of the things that I'd like to see is for KPFA to become part of the Occupy movement, which is kind of tricky because KPFA is a nonprofit and there's all kinds of governance issues and government requirements, and the Occupy movement doesn't do that. Another thing to think about is how decisions are made. So the Occupy movement is trying to do things different from the dominant system. So you guys use Robert's Rules of Order. Occupy movement does not. We use consensus, although in Oakland it's not really consensus. Maybe it'll eventually become that. So think about that. Can I make a quick announcement about?
Sure.
Okay. So there are two building takeover efforts, or actually one of them is a building takeover, and the other one, a foundation is offering to pay for an Occupy Oakland building site. So the building takeover is going to take place on January 28th. And there are meetings about that. The next meeting is on Sunday at 12:30 at Oscar Grant Plaza. Thank you.
Thank you. Virginia Browning, followed by Daniel Borgstrom.
Hi, I appreciated Les's remarks a lot and Joy's. I wish I still felt so benign about some of the people on the board here. I do think some people put themselves on here because they have an agenda, and it is not an agenda to strengthen Pacifica Radio except in the narrow interests of a few people that they consider to be far superior to the rabble. So I got, please, you people that, you yelled me down last time. I mean, you know, I'm not, what am I saying that's so bad? I can see you already getting your little heads up here, okay? Don't do that. So, I support Andrew Phillips. The first day that you met him, I was there when he gave his presentation. It was a really neat presentation. It was great. I did radio a long time ago, and Andrew talked about how it was an interesting story about throwing a radio through the air. And it was exciting. It was a good presentation. You had never met him before, but you were laughing and talking during this new general manager's presentation that you'd never met. Now, people know that this is politically motivated, this low evaluation that you're probably going to do based on the things you've already said. And this thing about Tracy Rosenberg, probably the best board manager that's ever been on here, or certainly one of the few, who actually knows what she's doing. If anybody ever listens to this, go back and listen to some of the things that Tracy said during the meetings. Go back and look at the things she's posted online. And then ask yourself why people do this. I think part of it is unions today are under huge amounts of pressure, so they've actually bent over backwards to save their little skins and allied so closely with management that it's bit them in the back now, you know? So now they're destroying their own people a lot of times. This so-called union at KPFA is a case in point. It doesn't even represent the vast majority of the staff there. My hope is that someday some of you people on the so-called Save KPFA side of this board will realize the damage that you're doing and peel off from this ridiculous project. More information is at supportkpfa.org and at danielborgstrom.com. And I thank those of you on the Independence for Community Radio side of this board and those who cared about making a fair election. Why should Pacifica have an elected board? Because of the kind of conflict of interest that happens when a few self-interested staff members do everything in their broadcast voice power to keep their jobs at the price of actually having a free radio station. They're great broadcasters, but they have a conflict of interest. And you who are staff, you know that there is some truth to this. I mean, think about it. You don't want to lose your turf. We like your shows for the most part. But let's all get together and have one of the mandated town hall meetings and talk about this openly.
Thank you. Our last speaker is Daniel Borgstrom.
Hello. I'm Daniel Borgstrom. And again, I'm just, one thing amazes me, we're in year 2012 now, and KPFA still exists. 2 years ago, 1 or 2 years ago, it didn't look at all like it was going to continue to exist. It looked like it was going to go belly up financially. Now, what happened? I mean, what turned it around? Who turned it around? Well, several people. Several people, actually quite a few people. But among them, one thing is we have Andrew Phillips, who's been the IGM, our general manager, our interim general manager for the last almost a year now, and a hands-on person who does a very good job. In my opinion, the best general manager we've had in many, many years, many, 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 many years. There's Tracy Rosenberg. She is another person who has done a lot. Much of this is due to her, and she is now under attack. Some of you people call yourself Save KPFA. I want to know what you have against competence. Tracy Rosenberg, if I were to sum her up in one word, I would say competent. She is competence. And what do you people have against competence? You save KPFA, calling yourself Save KPFA. Now, that's really a misnomer. I mean, Citizens United calling itself representative of citizens. Are they Citizens United? Well, we all know they're not. And you call yourself Save KPFA? Well, but I want to get back. We should all know why KPFA is so important. I mean, several of these people have just mentioned Occupy, and I'm also in Occupy. I was arrested on the 25th. I'm still waiting charges, which may come to nothing, may come to who knows what. I was arrested with anywhere between 70 and 105 people together of us linked arms, and people have been arrested since. In a situation like that, we need KPFA. We need a radio station that's going to be behind us, and we need it to be run by competent people. We all know that what the corporate media does. I mean, sometimes they have excellent articles. Sometimes, more often, they attack us. They sound like voice of reason, reasoning why Occupy has to be wiped out. That's why we need KPFA, and we need it to be run by competent people. And I also want to say one other thing. I want to say I've seen many of you people out there at various Occupy actions. A lot of you are active in it, have done a lot, have done very good work, and I want to say, I certainly want to thank you people who've done this. And again, let me just say it once again, in KPFA, we need competent people.
Thank you. That ends the public comments period. So now we go into this rather arcane procedure, which is mandated by the bylaws. This has to do with electing delegates to the Pacifica National Board. And so we will, at this point, let me just describe the procedure before we do it. We will adjourn as the local station board, and then come together as members of the delegate assembly. Oh, let me, for the record, point out that Shahram has arrived. Shahram Agamir, did you?
Yes, I apologize for being late.
No, that's fine. You got him? Okay. Okay, so, and then we'll come together again as the delegate assembly. We'll confirm the nominations, which were emailed to the secretary of the board by December 31st. We will have an opportunity for candidates to accept or decline the nomination as part of the confirmation process. Then we will have statements. I have a feeling nobody's listening to me. Thank you. Someone's listening. Okay, good. It's really, hard to do. Okay, statements by the candidates and then the election of the directors. The election of the directors takes place by the single transferable vote method. I asked several people to come and conduct the balloting for us today. None of them were willing to do it. So we're going to have to do it among ourselves. And Craig has volunteered to work on that, and I would accept, a couple of people from the board to work with him, and we'll just have to, be on hold while that's going on. Okay, thank you. All right, so now are there... Okay, you'll work. Okay, great. Thank you, Andrea. Okay, so now, are there any questions or comments about the procedure before we begin? I really ask people, don't do side conversations. Write notes or step out in the hall. Okay, thank you. Tracy.
Five of the nominees for listener rep are not on the list. The email was sent on December 30th to the secretary and the entire board. Those people are Cynthia Johnson, Akio Tanaka, Kate Tanaka, Henry Knorr, and Andrea Pritchett. I request that their names be added to the list of listener nominees.
What are they running for?
The Pacific Initiative. I apologize. As
staff.
Hold on.
Listeners.
Yeah, okay. I'm sorry that, hold on, everybody. What Tracy said was that there were people that she nominated or that other people nominated whose names are not on the list. We will add those names to the list. As people know, December was a very difficult month. People had deaths in their families. We had holidays. So it was not, this is not anything deliberate. It was an oversight. I recognize that Tracy is correct, that I saw those nominations, and so we will add them to the list. Would you say the names again, please?
Of course.
Cynthia Johnson, Aki Tanaka, Kate Tanaka, Henry Knorr, Andrea Pritchett.
Okay. Thank you very much. All right. So now we are at the point at which we are ready to confirm the nominations. I would say that the first thing we should do... I'm sorry. Now we have to have a motion to adjourn as the LSB. All right, second? Okay. Is there any objection to adjourning as the LSB? It is now time to reconvene as the delegate assembly. We are now reconvened as the delegate assembly. I'll just explain the process. One thing that I left out of my explanation was that the board votes for all representatives to the PMB, both staff and listener. But there are essentially two separate elections. So we all vote, but we vote on a ballot for listener elections and we vote on a ballot for staff elections. Okay, everybody got that? We're ready? Okay, so now let's do the process of first asking people if they accept the nomination. Shahram.
No.
Okay, Shahram declines. Anthony.
Yes.
Okay. Laura Privis. Frank Sterling.
No.
Okay, Frank declines. Thank you. All right, listeners. Mal Bernstein, do you accept?
No.
Okay. Pamela Drake?
Yes.
Matthew Hallinan?
Yes.
Hun Mi, I don't quite know what to do about this. You're declining, Matthew? Okay. Hun Mi, is not present, and according to Robert's Rules of Order, you can't either accept or decline a nomination if you're not present at the meeting. So I guess, you know, we can't. That's it. All right. Tracy Rosenberg.
Yes.
Dan Siegel.
Yes.
Andrea Turner.
Yes.
Cynthia Johnson.
No.
Aki Tanaka.
No.
Kate Tanaka.
No.
Andrea Pritchett.
No.
Okay.
Henry
Knorr.
Yes.
Okay. So let me see if I've got this right. I have, as accepting nomination, Anthony Fest, Laura Privis for the staff position, listeners Pam Drake, Tracy Rosenberg, Dan Siegel, Andrea Turner, and Henry Knorr. Is that correct?
And Hunmi Kim, because you did not eliminate her.
Well, I did eliminate her. I mean, I don't know what to do. Robert's Rules of Order says that you have to be present at the meeting to either accept or decline the nomination. I don't see how we can accept the nomination of someone who is not present.
I don't see how you can decline a nomination, so I think it would probably be better. I don't really care, but I think it would be better to leave her name in.
Okay, I leave it in. That's fine. That's fine.
I think that's the safer way to go.
All right. Okay, so we've got two nominations for the staff position, and 6 nominations for the listener position. We will be electing one staff person and 3 listener positions. Okay? Craig is currently handing out the ballots, and while he does that, I would ask that the nominated individuals make their statements. So just taking them in the order that they appear. Anthony, are you ready to make a statement? Yeah, can we do 2 minutes? Is that all right with everybody?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, I started at KPFA by taking the news training class in 1994, and I've stayed ever since. In 1996, I started hosting the Sunday news every other week, and I've been doing that ever since. I also do the holiday newscasts when the regular staff has a day off, so I do the days like 4th of July and Thanksgiving and Christmas when other people are taking day off, but hopefully someone is listening to the radio. I was on the, and still am, on the unpaid staff organization council. The term's about to expire. I was on the program council for a while, a very productive institution in those years. I was elected to the LSB in 2006 and reelected in 2009. I think I can claim a pretty good mandate from the KPFA staff because when I ran for reelection in 2009, I finished first among the staff candidates. I would like to see KPFA and Pacifica become a more harmonious institution. That may sound a bit of a pipe dream, but... And, of course, it also has to be founded in good organization and sound finances. So with that, I respectfully request your support.
Thank you. Laura.
I've been on the Pacifica National Board now for a year, and as you all know, we have a very complicated governance system, and it's taken me a year to sort of get up to speed. So I think that would be true of anyone. So I do have the experience of never missing any meetings and being an active part of our governance system at the national level. I've been at KPFA for 8 years, both as a volunteer and as a staff member, programmer, and producer of some of the most successful and highest fundraising shows, as well as been deeply involved in operations and fundraising at all levels at KPFA, so I have that to bring to my understanding of what's happening at Pacifica from a programming standpoint to the national level.
Thank you, Laura. Now to the listener nominations, Pam Drake.
We're not. I don't have to.
Yes, I'm willing to take on additional responsibility, and I represent various different rank and file types of groups in Oakland, and I'm very interested in making KPFA and the Pacifica National Board work together more carefully.
Thank you, Pam. Hun Mi, Kim? So we all, I think we know Hun Mi. She's been a member of this board for the past year, and sorry that she's not here to speak for herself. Tracy.
Well, hi, everyone. My name is Tracy Rosenberg. Let's see. After being fairly active around KPFA's time of troubles in the late 1990s and early 2000s, I came on board as the program coordinator for about a year, 2001-2002, as an employee, facilitated the program council as a community representative from 2004 to 2007 when I returned from Chicago. Was the local election, 2004 to late 2006, was the election supervisor in the fall of 2006. I worked at KPFA as an independent consultant and then joined the LSB for my first term in 2007 and was re-elected in 2010. I think I'm most proud of working as the treasurer this year, which is my second term on the PNB. This would be my third year. In the past 12 months, KPFA has improved its financial performance by more than $500,000, which was desperately needed. And the foundation as a whole has improved its performance in the vicinity of about $1.9 million. And it has really been personally and professionally rewarding to see us climbing off the precipice and going forward as the very needed community institution that we are. And I hope to continue that upward trajectory. Thanks.
Thank you. Dan.
Thank you. I want to run and serve another year on the PNB. Hopefully I can do this year without having to spend a huge amount of time and money defending my election if I am elected. I think the PNB has made some progress over the last year, as Tracy said, in providing some leadership to the station. I think there's a lot more that could be done, and frankly, it would be done if the board were a little less divided and people really worked together for the betterment of the network, which I'm afraid some people don't. I think that one critical area that I will continue to work for on the board is strengthening our finances, and particularly the financial organization of the foundation, which at this point I find to be severely inadequate. So one thing I would be doing if I'm reelected is moving and working for some changes in some of the people who are doing this work, and hopefully replacing them with people who are more competent and less politically partisan. I would like to see that area strengthened in part so that the ED can focus her attention on strengthening programming, particularly the type of programming that has been very effective this year, such as the coverage of the Occupy movement and some of the coverage of politics at the national level. I think we need to do more of that for people who are new to the operation. It was only a few years ago where Pacifica had a very vibrant national programming staff that was dedicated to looking for opportunities, and we need to bring that back.
Thank you. Andrea?
Yes, hi. I've been on the board for the last year, and I've just begun, believe it or not, to understand fully the structure of Pacifica, and I've had the opportunity to work with committees representing all sides of different perspectives of membership, political, I'm really saying right here. I would like to continue to work on some areas that I haven't completed to work on. And I also very much enjoyed working on the personnel committee this time and coming up with some really good guidelines and areas to implement throughout the system here. I have worked with opposition memberships, members in terms of fund development, and really have gotten along with different members on the board. I really like to reach out and continue to strengthen those relationships and see if we can really get some monies in Pacifica, because we really do need funds. And that's where my expertise really is. And so I would like to do some fund development and reach out to bring some funds in here, because that's what we need. And if you vote for me, I would like to continue to work on that. Thank you very much for your past year of support. I've learned a lot, and hopefully I can implement a little bit more. And it will be my last time, too. Okay, thanks.
Thank you, Andrea. Followed by Henry, who will be our last nominee. Give that man a mic.
Thank you. I confess that after 5 years on this board, I have considerable trepidation about offering myself up for a national level. But let me just say that if elected, I will work hard to continue the recent progress towards financial sanity in the foundation. I try to ensure that we have competent management and think about bringing more dynamism to our programming, and in particular a pet project. I would love to have a national evening news broadcast. I don't know whether that's possible, but and finally, I would make it a priority personally, based on my own background, to try to have a real tech committee for a change, and have that committee develop some proposals to bring Pacifica's online presence into the 21st century. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you all very much for agreeing to run. Now's the time to vote. Yes.
Can I ask a question?
Oh. Do you want to ask questions? Okay, why not? Let's keep it quick, okay? Short.
Actually, this is to Dan. Dan, last year when you were nominated, or you were doing your nomination presentation, you mentioned that the main thing on your agenda is to remove the current Pacifico National or Pacifico National Office cadres, you know, being the ED and the Chief Financial Officer, and you didn't mention that this year. So do I gather there's a change of C here or change of heart here? Or?
Well, that's a fair question. I was trying to respect privacy rules. When I said I think there needs to be changes in the financial organization of Pacifica, I hope my implication's clear. I haven't changed my mind about that at all. In fact, I only feel more strongly about it than I felt a year ago after attending meetings and being part of what I think is incredible incompetence. But I do think that the executive director has made progress in several areas that is meeting the support of most members of the national board. And I don't think there's any intention or movement that I could see to remove her at this point. I think there are efforts being made to refocus and improve the performance of that office, and I'd like to give that a try.
Thank you.
Okay. Any other questions for candidates? Okay. So let's ask that Craig and Andrea and Tanya collect the ballots and proceed to count them. It seems to me that because we have board members, we have board members involved in the process of counting the ballots, that we should at this point take a brief break and let that happen. I don't think it's fair to those board members to continue with the meeting.
Markey, Madam Chair, would it be okay to have observers from the audience, you know, to observe them counting?
Oh, okay.
You know.
Well, sure. Anyone can observe the counting.
Okay.
My proposal, pardon me.
Shh.
I have the floor. My proposal is that we break right now, that we'll skip the scheduled break later on. Take a break now so that board members do not have to miss part of the meeting. All right, I see. Tracy, Anthony, and Khan. Tracy.
I think in general it's not the best idea to have only board members counting the ballots that are electing themselves. So I would suggest that you use the services of the audience as witnesses. You do have a former, I think, three-time national election supervisor in the audience. That would seem to me like the logical person.
Well,
but at any rate, you must have witnesses. We can't really just count our own ballots.
Right.
No, I'm absolutely, there should be witnesses. I don't have any problem with that. And if I'd known Les Radke was going to be here, I would have asked him to do this. But
yeah.
The people I asked turned me down. So you guys do whatever you want. Anthony.
Yeah, I second the point Tracy made. We have a former election supervisor present. He knows STB forward and backwards. I think he ought to perhaps do the math.
It's up to him. It's a volunteer job.
Just for the record, I originally asked for that. Okay.
Okay.
I'm not chopped liver.
Okay. Fine. Go count the ballots. Take as many observers with you as you like. We will take a brief break while you do that. Khan.
Wait. Before we take a break?
Yes.
Okay, before we take a break, I'm trying to get... I'm taking a look at a couple of evening meetings that would be after special... Yeah.
Can I just ask, so we can get out of here and do our job? I want to make sure we have all the ballots.
Not
yet.
No.
Okay. Anybody else not submitted their ballot, didn't subtract their ballot back?
Okay. So this is very simple. I drew up a list here, okay? And there are two nights, the 17th and the 18th. We're not going to get everybody there. It would be about a 3.5-hour meeting in which there would be the second round of interviews. I'm going to pass this around. Will you please put down your name if you can be there one of those nights, and we'll see if we can't get one of these two nights. If we can't, we'll have to look at something else. But let's start and see if we can't do this. So... that's all I wanted to do, and I figure you can do that while you're on a break.
Okay. We're now on break. Be nice to each other.